Stop being fucking weird.
Weird, buddy.
Weird.
Weird. Weird, bud.
My oldest son hunting.
Welcome to the Save Together podcast. I just heard some of the most southern podunk, country bumpkin bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Row tie.
Row tie, damn it.
That was it.
Who the fuck? Get out. No. We don't say that here.
No.
What?
You don't supposed to, but we say it.
Row tie.
Oh, God. Yeah, we up in Tennessee. Hi, Amy.
Balling ass shirt on.
We are live on the old clap clap.
Motherfucker, I said you got a balling ass shirt on. Jesus, good. You're talking to an LSU fan while you're getting all offensive. Mm. God damn.
I thought you said something else.
Is your pussy bleeding because of your mad golly?
Mm. We ain't even 5 minutes in and dropped the P word.
Oh, it's your cunt bleed? Golly.
What?
But that's the end of the Stable Together podcast.
What'd you
hear about?
Y'all teaching gun safety in school?
Now listen.
Here's my thing. I agree. Should it be taught? For sure. It's some fucking idiots out there. But like, y'all have to bring guns in school to teach that.
You think there's not guns in school right now?
I know it's guns in school right now.
There was something on TV just a while back. You see where like a principal or it's a teacher got in trouble? For like making gun fingers, acting like he was in a school shooting, he hit his fingers with a gun. He was pointing the kid phone like this.
That's fucking stupid.
And he got suspended.
Well, yeah, he's probably fucking crazy. Why would you do that?
But he was I guess he said he was trying to do like an active shooter drill. Like, don't want to bring a gun there. So
he was doing an active shooter drill.
Yeah,
that
like, what would y'all do if it was a real gun there?
That's kind of legit though.
And I guess you got suspended because kids are like, "What the fuck are you doing? You're not telling nobody." He's like, I guess. Doing it, if I'm a shooter, what would y'all be doing now?
That's traumatizing for kids, though. Yeah.
What? For point of fame.
I guess
y'all
I'm not
play cop. Y'all ain't play me to robbers and soldiers when I was little.
It's a new day.
You're old as hell. Yeah, you, Jason, you oldest.
I got an old soul.
I'm so old as fuck.
I'm an old 32.
I'm old as damn then.
I mean, it just feels redneck podunk shit to me to be like, we got to teach gun safety. But I agree. It should be.
You're on a place a little more redneck than we are.
Are not wrong. Okay. You are not wrong, sir.
I was talking about that. You're from Alabama.
Okay, so what would be better? Not teaching gun safety and then find a gun and shoot somebody with it? Or
it's already happening, so you can't.
Okay.
Would that be better?
Okay, Chicken, that's a very valid point, sir. I cannot totally argue with that.
Or are you just teaching people who are using guns how to use them better?
Preach,
I'm gonna get real political because I had a 9-hour conversation with someone about this yesterday.
You had a 9-hour conversation
with
someone?
We're gonna cut that down to about 1 minute.
Yo, hold on.
I'm gonna summarize this in about a minute and a half.
Yeah, but hold on. I didn't know something first. 9 hours.
34 seconds. I mean, 34 minutes and 12 seconds.
Damn. Mm. Is this over the phone?
27.
Was this over the phone? Was this in person?
On the phone. All right. So we need to stop asking her questions because we're cutting into her time.
I'm so sorry, but I'm puzzled. It
only has a minute and a half.
I'm baffled.
Amy said those late night calls hit different. That's morning.
That's a whole shift of work.
Late night shit to that. That's morning.
That's technically overtime.
Bro, listen, I'm going to tell you something. There's people that I love out there. If you talk to me for more than 5 minutes, I'm going to get antsy.
I'm gonna get angry after 2 hours.
What are we doing? 9 hours.
34 minutes.
That's nine and a half.
27 seconds.
About what? What y'all talking about? The Bible?
Everything.
Everything.
Anything and everything you could think about. Politics, religion.
Shoe size. Talk about that.
About what?
Shoe size.
No.
Boom. First try.
It's probably a question I should have asked, but I didn't.
Did you talk about blowed out tater business?
Yes.
You were talking to a guy.
It was a guy. It was for him.
We'll give you 2 minutes.
Shoe size.
That's probably all he's going to give you.
Ooh.
So you know what they say about what people that have big feet?
Big socks.
They wear big shoes.
And with big shoes comes big socks.
Every time.
Yep. And with big socks comes a different department in the store. What are we, what happened?
What the fuck?
Okay, shop in the kids section. What did y'all talk about for 9.5 fucking hours on the guy? Also, when you get done, tell me how the fuck you stayed on a phone call for 9.5 fucking hours. I'm telling y'all, those of y'all listening out there, if you call me, you got 2 minutes tops. You got 2 minutes to give me the information that you need. And if you don't sell me in that 2 minutes, I'm going to hit my 2.5 minute mark and go, man, this is rough.
Yes. Yes, and it was supposed to be a 5 or 10 minute conversation, but after about the fourth hour, I was like, you know what? We're in this.
And she's smiling.
Here we are.
So it went well.
It took you to the fourth hour.
I got her smiling.
Stop it.
I can see it.
Give us a brief bullet point list. Give us a bullet point. Yeah, give us a bullet point list of what y'all talked about, and then we'll see if we want to dive into any of that. I'm curious now.
Yeah.
2 minutes. 2 minutes, though.
Go.
We'll keep it quicker than he's going to. Yep. 2 minutes for us.
We talked about relationship issues.
Wow, God.
Why relationships fail.
Okay.
And why they stay strong.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Things that were wrong and places that we both went wrong.
Ooh.
How we could improve. How we could do better. I swear to you.
This wasn't your ex-husband, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good, good.
She knows right where he went wrong.
No. Well, you know, the prison only allows 30-minute phone calls.
Oof.
Yeah, conjugal. That'd be hard to do.
Conjugal.
I got you.
Conjugal phone calls.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Finish. Keep going.
Cut that shit off. Amy's clapping for you. She says, I hear he's pretty attractive too. So good looking and can hold a conversation well. I'm clapping for her.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Don't hit us with something bad. His dick smile.
And Amy and I have already talked.
You haven't
about
seen it yet.
She hasn't seen it. She don't even know his shoe size.
I didn't talk to you yesterday.
Gotcha.
We talked about religion and how, you know, religion is not something that should be talked about ever unless it's a mutual conversation, not I'm shoving this down your throat and I believe this, so you should too.
Damn. Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't agree with that.
Yeah. And, we almost had an hour long conversation. I was like, man, this is something you got to talk about instead of texting back for.
Yeah. That. We talked about issues here in the county.
Well, you're talking to the sheriff.
So run in front of me.
Not the sheriff, but close.
Talking to a firefighter.
Yes, sir.
No.
He is a firefighter.
Okay. You talked about religion, relationships.
I didn't know I could break in that car that fast, huh?
Better make sure that's not mine.
You can see yours. Okay. It would be flashing.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, it definitely ain't Aaron's.
Is it?
It definitely ain't.
Oh.
What's your...
The other night when we got...
That's not mine.
Oh. Chicken knows how my alarm sounds, because your boy locked his keys in his trunk, because I'm smart.
Oh, yeah, you was at that video, and so we shot it like his keys car. It took about 4 hours for him to go.
Bro, yeah. I appreciate y'all so much.
No, it took well over 4 hours.
No, yeah, me and Chick was there.
Yeah, I got home at like 3 a.m.
Yeah,
it
was late. Okay, so relationships, the religion, and the fuck else?
Literally everything. Anything you could think about.
Except for shoe size.
So who's voting for who in this next year's election? Who does you have and who did he have?
Same person, obviously. I mean, if we talk for 9 hours, we obviously have similar interests, which means that we have the same political stance.
9 hours, hopefully y'all agree to disagree and was debating about which other stance and just had a mutual agreement.
Nope. Was not the case.
Okay. Okay. What's his favorite food?
I don't know.
We didn't get that. I'm two for two. What else could y'all have talked about that y'all should have?
What's his favorite color?
Green.
Ooh, no, that was too easy. That was too easy.
I mean, we try to make it.
It's either blue or green. There is no.
I'm black.
The fuck? Yeah.
Most guys can't see those two colors.
Mine's purple and pink.
Most guys can't see those two colors. They're colorblind.
Really?
Blue, green.
What?
Can't they come?
Most men are blue, green, colorblind.
Is this for real? Is this fact?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're going to tell me my whole life. All right. This is interesting.
No. Swirl.
Amy says hers is black and purple and wine red, specifically wine red. So, but here's the thing. If no one ever told you you were colorblind, how would you know?
Because somebody says a certain color and you don't see that color. Okay. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Okay. Ooh. But. You've seen, okay, say that I can't see the color blue. I believe that I can. No one's ever told me different. But when I look at blue, it's my perception of what I think blue is. No one's ever told me different.
But if you...
And if I tell you that's blue, well, that's my version of blue. And you go, yeah, that is blue. We both just agree. And neither one of us know if my blue is actually real green.
Oh, listen, I have the funniest story about colors. Most people
will tell you.
Yes.
About colors. What about?
How would they know?
Not color.
How would they know if your green is different from their green?
Because okay, so when you have someone.
No, that's actually gray. You're like, no, it's.
What if they're colorblind?
That's dark blue. Uh-uh. You're like, it's not really dark blue.
I got it.
No, when you have someone buy paint and they paint the entire house pink because they think it's tan, then you know they're colorblind. And you walk in the house and you're like, why are these fucking walls pink?
There's some bitterness here.
That's my dad. Just FYI.
Damn, don't paint a house with Emily's dad.
He's colorblind. And he'll admit it now. I mean, now that he knows legally that he's colorblind.
Okay, but regardless, maybe it's not a matter of colorblind, but still a matter of world perception. What if your red looks different than my red? Neither one of us would ever know. Ever. We would never know.
That's bullshit, because
If you don't communicate, exactly. You'll never know.
Good friends will talk about things like that.
Real friend will stab you in the front.
Damn right.
Stab you in the front. No, I mean, even then, I'm just saying your perception is different. You would still describe what words you use to describe. I'm just saying it's different.
What the
okay.
hell?
Okay. So, let's see.
But there has to be a scale.
Yeah.
Sure.
Or you can't call
but
it a color.
Your perception of that scale could be different from mine all around, top to bottom.
Oh, they kind of set the standard for it. So then you just fall into that belief.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If someone tells you this is navy blue and everybody agrees this is navy blue, doesn't matter what your perception says, you may say that's
navy blue
purple, but it's not. It's namely navy blue.
I think it's whatever the Matrix has programmed your brain to think.
Here we go with this bullshit.
So,
since you're a musician, how do you know about notes then?
What do you mean?
How do you tell different notes?
Okay.
Because my ear is different from yours.
It is. Now that's different.
No.
The science is different, sir.
Oh, how?
The science is different.
Explain.
This is a matter of
physics. Explain.
This is a matter of physics. Different frequencies rattle different parts of your ear, the makeup of your ear, and that's why certain people can't hear certain frequencies, therefore also certain notes. I'll put it in those terms. People can't hear certain notes because it rattles certain frequencies in your ears. That's why you can have a speaker, like a headphone, that doesn't go in your ear. It actually rides along your jawline because it sends those vibrations into your eardrum. Mm. Sound is different than color. Good question, though.
So what about optical illusions?
Good try.
No, I'm with it. I'm still with it.
Some people don't understand optical illusions.
Oh, sure.
Don't understand optical illusions.
You don't. Some people don't see
it. Can't process.
Yeah.
Depth.
So is that a brain issue or is that an eye issue?
Oh, it's both.
I think that's both. It might be both. It's more probably more of a brain issue than anything, because it's a matter of your comprehension. Listen, they tested me when I was in elementary school. I got thoughts for days. And they put me in a special class. And they said it was for smarter kids with more creative brain.
Did you hold
Did
the
they call you gifted?
Gifted? That's what it was.
Put me in school.
Did you have to hold a drill bucket?
Yeah. No, they talked around my name. Oh, shit.
You had two teachers.
That about made me fuck up.
Yeah.
I was baffled on that. Matthew Staple with a hammer. We're going to learn music today.
I like teletots. Can we get teletots?
Okay. So this involves a 9-hour conversation and this, which is part of why it lasted 9 hours. So.
Oh, okay. I'll listen for details. Let's go.
Mr. 9 hours.
Knew that's what we call him.
About my date today.
Hell of a stroke. All right.
Right. He knew about my date today. Who has been in the Marines?
The date or the 9-hour guy?
The date.
Date guy.
Date guy.
In the Marines.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And warranted the thought in my head that said, does he eat crayons?
Because he's a Marine.
Is he gay?
Oh.
Okay. So just saying that more than twice.
Did he serve in?
When I was on highway down there today, that is all I could think about. Is this man gay? Is this man gay?
Because you're Marines, you're gay, are you?
That's generally...
I thought that was the Navy.
But that's a Navy thing, usually.
Oh, yeah, that's Navy.
Usually. The stereotype, I don't know. The stereotype is it's the Navy, generally. I mean, you put a bunch of dudes out in the middle of the ocean and that many seamen around him,
there's still women there.
Somebody's going to
ask. There's still
women
there. I promise you that.
Long and hard and full of semen.
There are still women there, and they are full of semen.
We see.
I'm a Navy brat, so I can speak from experience.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. All right. So, all right.
That is all I thought about the entire day of my date today.
So you ruined your date today. I
did. You ruined your own date.
Mr. 9 Hours ruined the date.
He did.
For you.
He did. And I told him that.
You told him that?
I did.
With what?
Well, so, all right. Okay. I love it. I love it already. I hate it for you, but I love it already.
Do you think you would have liked him if you didn't have those thoughts?
No.
No? Well, still not?
He was clingy.
He was clingy. How could you tell that from the first date?
He was touchy. I don't like touchy.
Like he reached across the table or he sat next to you in the booth?
No, he sat next to me.
Oh, what the fuck?
Okay,
oh,
no, yeah. No, not when we were having dinner, but we left after that and did something else. And
what did you did?
Yeah, what'd you
did? What you did?
What you did that he sat next to you?
We went axe throwing.
Well, of course he stands next to you when you axe throwing. You got one stall. What are you going to do?
Everybody uses that same axe.
It was a little more than that.
A little more than
he wanted you to use his axe.
He wanted to cut you down. Oh, wait a minute.
He wanted you to play with his penis. Did I do this right?
Man.
No. Okay. Okay.
So what that all saying,
stop, Cam, stop.
It's like being in a bright room and everything's so shiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got a shit.
You know when you're trying to climb a mountain, but it's only Wednesday. Sometimes. Sometimes you be at the grocery store and you're like, oh shit, my favorite color is in fact blue. You didn't know.
Mm.
Sometimes you be watching commercials on TV and then you realize some cars don't have four wheels. It just be that way. So this dude,
God damn.
Stick with it. Stick with it.
Diversify your bonds, my nigga.
How was the axe throwing?
Good save. Good save, smart.
All right, smart Grayson. I learned that I cannot throw an axe to save my life today.
Oh, okay. All right.
Like, please do not ever ask me to throw something to kill something because it's not going to happen.
Okay. Mm. All right.
He was touchy and I didn't like it.
How was it like?
So how touchy is too touchy?
So I was sitting on a bar stool and he came up and set his hand on my leg. And I'm
like from the jump, like as soon as he got there.
Oh, your leg or
No, it was after we were there for a little while that happened.
When you say leg, is it leg or does he go like you push your hand?
It was like knee leg.
His
hand go in like inside the inner thigh.
Nope. Okay. But then he switched hands and then came around my back. So he's like holding me like a child. And I'm like,
that's not like a child.
I don't like this.
That's like his girlfriend.
I don't like this. But you're missing a hand. Because he still had that motherfucking hand. Right?
Yeah, he's a
Yes.
Good thing he's running down the left leg.
And I got his hands on your inner thigh like this. I ain't worried about setting it on 2 inches.
Let me turn this to
you. He's running down this leg.
Nope. Oh, okay.
Nope. Was not a fan. Didn't like it. So it doesn't stop there, though.
You didn't stop him?
I mean, I kind of moved in a certain way, and you could tell.
No, sir.
You could tell that I was kind of uncomfortable.
You could tell. Okay. You could tell. Girls be like, man, I tried to give him signs that I was uncomfortable. I bended over and I only flashed part of my titties to show him that I was really uncomfortable. I tried to show him I was uncomfortable because I only kissed him on the neck instead of on the lips. Like, y'all don't know shit about telling somebody you're uncomfortable.
What do I have on today?
That is definitely some kind of profile.
What do I have on today?
No, I ain't talking about
it. Do I have on anything revealing?
Ain't all right now.
Nope.
I'm just saying, like, all right, look.
What did you have on yesterday?
What did you have off yesterday?
Nothing.
So
I had my clothes on yesterday.
Well, all of them? So
yes, all of them. All of them.
This woman walked up with her whole closet on her back.
I'm being real feminist. I'm not feminist right now.
I'm just saying, like, all right.
We're being realist.
Real. That is real.
I like it.
Realist.
It's real. Like, it's all right. A dude approaches a woman. Matter of fact, Becca told me about this. A dude approached her in the store. It was, like, being creepy, like, I'm trying to pick out this for my girlfriend. Do you think she would like this? And she answered. First of all, does it seem harmless? For sure, it seems harmless.
No. She said she had a girlfriend.
But, no, it don't matter. But it don't matter. If you answer, if a dude's going to talk to you in the aisle, don't talk to that motherfucker.
No.
He don't know nothing. No. It don't matter what he says. If you respond positive or negative, he's interested.
So I can't say, damn, y'all ass fat.
You can say that, and that's not creepy at all.
Okay. That's creepy. That's real creepy. No,
it's not creepy. You know what? At least you're being honest. At least you're being honest.
That does say that. Can I say
what Dick heard a nigga say the car wash to another girl? Damn, girl, that titty's big as fuck. You fucking with a nigga or what?
I'd have been like, thanks. Y'all have a good day.
And all of a sudden, they're interested. Nope, they're locked in. They're going to follow you. They're going to follow you.
That's bullshit.
Nope, they will.
That's bullshit.
They will follow you.
That's bullshit.
That is bullshit. They will follow.
They will follow your ass.
Fucking with a nigga or what?
That's bullshit.
You're gonna end up fucking with a dude.
What?
You will. They're gonna follow you to Target and Starbucks.
I get followed here.
Because you look and you respond. I'm sure.
No, sir.
Come on.
No, sir. I did not respond to this man. Did not engage with him. And you know what? He still fucking followed.
All right. Set the scene for me. Where was you?
1819.
At a bar.
Yep.
Already very vulnerable position.
No, sir.
And he, no, it is. Nope. I'm going to tell you, was you with anybody?
Nope.
Very vulnerable.
You was That's at, not vulnerable.
You was
though.
At a,
I, as a 30-year-old woman, am allowed to sit at a bar by myself.
You should be.
And I am.
I agree. But I'm going to tell you a man's perspective. You was at a bar by yourself.
With the owner sitting behind me.
Don't matter.
Both owners.
Don't matter. That's even better. That means you're somebody. You're a target.
Moved over.
Which way? What you mean you moved over?
Right there.
Moved over, like open up the seat.
No, like moved over to a different bar.
Okay.
Walked. Okay. Had to walk all the way across the road to go to a different bar. Mm. Sat there with the owner, the other owner of this bar, sitting down at the end of the bar. And this
Maybe
man
they were
me.
Just bartending. I mean, bar hopping.
Ooh, don't be so full of yourself, he said.
There's not a lot of bars around
go
here.
To the third bar.
Mm.
Oh,
and
here.
He still follows me, and I find the other owner, and I wedge myself between the largest man I can find and the owner.
Did you make eye contact with him at all?
No, sir.
You sure?
100% did not. I am 100%.
So he followed you to three bars. Did he approach you at any of these bars?
Nope.
Didn't approach you?
Nope. He talked to me at the second bar. He tried to communicate, have conversation. And I was not interested.
Sign from God.
It was not a sign from God. There was nothing. No.
So at the second bar, I tried to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he walk up to you? How did he approach you? Let's dissect this. How did he approach you?
Sitting two people down, tried to join a conversation that he was not invited
Just
to.
Just leaned over and jumped in.
Yes.
Okay. So he leaned over. He was trying to talk to you.
Is he special?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That puts a spin on some things.
Special, like on a special? Or?
Yes. Like the tism. Oh. Like stronger on the tism than most normal men.
Bruh!
Get out.
And he's Get leaving. Out. He is leaving. He'll be back, but he's leaving. Damn. Okay, so he tried to lean in. Did you look at him when he tried to lean in?
No.
You did not?
I had my back to him.
You had your back... Ooh, you...
Oh, okay, let me go back.
Please do.
At the second bar, I was with a female companion who was bartending at the first bar.
So she, okay.
Which is why I was at the first bar by myself and at the second bar with a female companion.
Okay. Second bar with a female...
I feel like I'm being interrogated.
Oh, shit, real nigga in the build. Smile, lip.
Okay, so, man. All right, so you went to the second bar, you was followed to the second bar, you sit down at the second bar with your back turned to one direction. There's a woman, a friend of yours, rather, behind you.
In front of
you. Beside you.
Okay.
In front of you. He sat down on that side, so you're
facing... He sat to the right of me.
Y'all were facing each other?
No. He sat to the right of me, two people down, and I had my back turned to him, not paying him any attention.
And he tried to lean over and speak to you?
Correct.
You specifically?
Join the conversation.
Did anyone let him in?
I mean, to not be rude, yes.
Bro, that's where you fucked up.
No,
I didn't do it. I did not acknowledge this man.
I agree with Amy.
I see you, Amy.
Talk to you don't mean you have to give them the time of day.
Man, I agree.
No woman, nothing. Bingo. They don't want to talk to you. They being friendly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is spooky and scary.
It's weird.
But I'm just saying the fact that he was, if you get any lick of attention, Yes, sir, chicken.
So what am I supposed to do? Just ignore every man that speaks to me?
No. Not every.
That's rude.
It is rude. It is rude.
So all the times you play music, you don't get women that you are not attracted to or women that kind of come talk to you. You don't want to speak to them any at all.
Let me tell you what I do.
What you do?
I divert to someone else. I find somebody and I
you
leave.
You bastard.
You scan the room. It's a different perspective for me because I'm up on stage. So I can scan the whole room while I'm up there and see where all my outs are. If this happens, I get to go to plan A. If this happens, I get to go to plan B, X, Y, Z, whatever, et cetera, et cetera. So if, and I'm watching, I promise you, generally, most of the time I'm watching. And so if I see somebody approach me, I'm like, this ain't going to be good.
I took three fat girls home last month following you.
Now, two of them.
Time out.
Tell you, big dog.
I will throw my flag right here because I very vividly was sober, remember this conversation, in a parking lot next to someone's house where Chicken said, I'm going to go find me a fat bitch.
I was intoxicated.
He was ready,
man. Shout out to my big girls. You know,
fucks
with me. I fox with you. We can fox together.
Damn. Cat wings.
Cat wings. Hold on. 360.
Okay. So, Amy wants to know, why can't we be nice to men without them thinking we want to fuck?
Bingo.
And,
that's bullshit.
Chris says we can't breathe.
Men do not understand. I can be nice to you all day long. And when I'm nice to you, a lot of guys take that as I'm interested in you. And I'm not.
This is me too. I'm not just saying because I see videos where there's this dude that does it. He tricks. It's like a gold digger test. They'll talk to him and he's like, I'm not interested. Then he gets in a slam on their top. But they literally tell him, I'm not interested.
Yep.
So why can't y'all just say that? Like, I just literally, because he takes it when he says he's not interested. He's like, dang, then, all right. And walks away.
Because I've done that. And you know what happens? When can I see you again? When can I see you again? I'm not interested.
See, if I was a girl, I'd be the biggest bitch. If I say I don't know you. Bitch, I said I don't want to talk to your ugly ass. Leave me alone. God damn.
This man has asked, when can I see you again? When can we hang out again? I'm like, Like, I've told you more than once that I am not romantically interested in you.
It's still talking about.
And this is all from the same.
No. That's okay. Different. All right.
I really feel like, confused, I don't get me started on this shit, because I can't stand that shit.
The dude that you was talking about before.
That one.
Yeah.
That was weird. That was beyond weird. And I told him that I would meet him in the parking lot with a 9mm if he followed me out to my car again. Don't fucking do that. That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I've been at the bar just here, and like I said, I don't actually, before I even was with Miranda, had a conversation, start talking to girls because I say to somebody, like, you can just tell they're bothering them. Oh, look, and you can see they kind of open their eyes up, like, and I go, I'll literally go like this, and you go. And then I'll walk over and be like, hey, man, what are you doing? How you been?
I'll do the same thing.
You know. They'll be like, thank you. And then we'll have a whole conversation because of that. But, man, that shit's weird.
It is.
Okay, so, all right. I'm sorry. I'm going back. So he leans over two people to get to you.
Yes.
Did he respond to you specifically? He's talking to you specifically?
Maybe not me, but to the other person who left. She left.
At what point?
I don't know. What do you mean?
I mean, like, did she, like, how long after he leaned over did she leave?
A few minutes. I mean, she was there for a little while, enough to finish her drink and then left.
Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to let you finish. I'm just going to kind of, like, interject with, like, some desperate male perspective. Okay. So, all right. Okay. First of all, I came to the second bar that this girl was at, all right, and she didn't immediately leave. Okay, maybe there's something. Okay, I sat down close to her. She did not immediately leave. I'm not saying you should have immediately left. I'm just saying this is a thought process. All right, she did not immediately leave. Well, maybe. All right, I'm going to try and interject myself in this conversation. He does so. Not long after, the friend leaves. You did not.
But why the fuck does she have to get up? Because she sat there first, though.
She shouldn't have. She shouldn't have to get up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the thought process is correct or legitimate or valid. Yeah. I'm not saying
this
it's valid.
This is creepy, man.
It is.
Oh,
so
for
what
sure.
If
but this, that, that's, this person, that's not the worst part, though. Because I walked over to the third bar, and this man followed me.
Hold on.
Okay. All right.
Within minutes.
So think of it this way. Well, if you were trying to break into a friend group, and this girl...
That's not the way.
Yeah, although, and this girl happens to be friends...
In that friend
group. In that friend group.
I don't care. That's not the way to do it.
I'm just saying.
That's a good way to get killed.
And you see that person in three bars. You didn't directly come and talk to that person every time. Every time. You said it only happened at the second one. That's what you said.
So why would you...
Hold on. There's only three bars in this town to go to.
That's bullshit.
Small town problems.
There's four or five.
Opened that late.
You can go to Setters. You can go to Brass Lantern.
Open that late.
You know better than that. You know what I'm saying.
Brass Lantern's probably the
now people bar hop in this area. Right.
Understandably.
That should be another one, though.
So, he happened to be in the same bar. And like you were saying, it's like, oh, we happen to be in the same bar again. Mm. He's kind of special.
Okay. Well,
yes, he may want to talk to you. He may want to talk to you, and he might have said some fucked up shit. I'm not saying that he didn't, but I'm just saying he can walk into a bar over here, and you see, and you catch the eye with the person. And you're like, oh, well, I know she's friends with so and so. I'm gonna talk to her in a minute, and then you go and do your thing. Mm. This bar is small. Wherever he would have went, he was gonna be two people from you, right?
No.
But it's what you doing, though. Like,
yeah. Hold on.
Two down from me ain't bothering me, and I don't got a problem with that. But you still trying to talk to me. Bother me. I don't.
Okay. So.
Time out.
Before we go any further, again, I want to re-clarify. Any of my interjections from a desperate male point of view is not valid. I'm not saying it's valid. I'm not justifying it. I'm just telling you that's probably the mindset. Okay.
Well, I'm going to tell you the factuals here. So the weekend before, it wasn't even a weekend. It was a Tuesday, like a Wednesday, or Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. Me and the bartender that I was with went from one bar to another. He followed us from that bar to the other.
Sure.
They were there. We all left at the same time because I'm not leaving by myself.
Smart move. Mm-hmm.
And someone told us, someone said that he had followed us out to the parking lot that we were at. Mind you, he was not parked out there.
Oh,
dude, that's some too real much. Creep shit.
Too much.
Well, he might not know.
How's he going to break into talking to someone if everyone's like, she's creepy?
Weird.
But after she talks to him and shows him she's clearly not interested, you should take a fucking hit.
In this area right here.
As a woman.
In this area right here, there are several people, guys and females, that say, God, why does he just keep coming and talk to me? And you just walk away.
And it's I'm not saying that's right or wrong. Talk to me. I don't care.
Everyone knows that this specific person is trying to find friends.
And everyone to be honest that. With it.
But then you make friends with men. Yeah. Don't do it with no girls then.
Well, he wants to talk to a girl, but every time he goes, oh, he's already creepy.
Yeah.
Because he looks creepy.
A lot of people look creepy.
But as a woman, I'm telling you right now, if you follow me out to my car as I'm walking out, I promise you, you will fucking regret it.
Fuck, this is how we finna snip this in the bud. Dave, if we went out to the club, would you bring this nigga with us?
You so full of shit. You are so full of shit.
You said something. You said something.
Uh-uh.
Because it's the way he looks.
Yes.
You said that.
No.
No. Nope. We know one person that's 20 times creepier and says some more fucked up shit directly to your face.
Yeah.
And you don't say shit.
Who?
This little creepy looking guy just walks up to somebody or sits two down from you, and this guy is a motherfucker.
Definitely.
I've not had that issue.
Yeah.
But he knows that
he says some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And everybody knows it.
Yeah.
And what's so bad is I had to be that person that's like, hey, man, she's not interested.
You can't leave her fuck alone.
Yeah.
Because he's more attractive than this other person. Yeah. He gets a pass. Right.
That's bullshit, though. He hasn't. He has not got a pass.
Not to you, though.
Just not in general.
Okay, not to any fucking female that hangs out right here.
I literally had to tell her because he kept messing with the girlfriend. I said, hey, brother, she is not interested in you. Leave her alone because it's somebody else. She was telling me, saying.
Actually say, leave me the fuck alone. Yeah. And they continue. But it's okay. Because he's more attractive than this one person.
Thanks, Dad. One person.
I don't agree with it either.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's one person.
As a woman, sits three
people
that.
Down
he gets
from
a pass.
You and has an awkward stare because he's like, and then you look over and you're like, oh, he's looking at me. And then you said, was he talking to you? Aaron asked you, was he talking to you? You said, no, not directly to me, but to the person on the other side of me. Well, fuck.
Who thought it was weird as well? That fuck. One. That one. Okay, that one has tattoos. That's a little different.
Okay.
See? I'll give okay. him that.
So, okay. pause from a couple things here. Crystal says you should send a drink. Don't just lurk. Amy says that's why.
Even weirder.
Even weirder. Yeah. Amy says that's like why she carries it.
Because, no, when you send somebody a drink, then they feel like they're obligated. Now, they you took to. My drink, you're obligated to talk to
me. In her case, she would think it was roofied.
Yes. That too.
Unless I want to make it.
I feel like if I buy you a drink, then now, and you take it, and now you owe me a conversation. Yes. So now you got absolutely. To talk to me. So that's what I'm going to do. That's the point of, that's when most people send a drink. That's the reason for it.
Absolutely.
Now I'm over here and we're going to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. But hold on. I can stop this. I can pause this right here. We had a guy buy us drinks for the whole fucking bar, right? Okay. Entire bar.
And he fucked everyone in that bar, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
That would be rude
enough. I'm playing. That's dumb, but
not that time.
He bought everyone a drink in that bar to come over and sit at our table and talk to one of the girls that I was with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to prove a point.
What? That he's got more money than one other person?
I don't think it was about money. I think it was more so I'm drunk because who buys a round for everyone in the bar these days? No one.
Someone who's creepy and has money.
Yeah.
I think he was more drunk than anything.
But no, really, I had some people not even creepy. They just got money. They're liking the vibe and liking it. Hey, so everybody having a good time. Over, brother, let's keep it going.
He came over and talked to one of the girls that I was sitting with who was...
Interesting.
Not available. At
this
time.
This is buy everyone a drink guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one, but a couple weeks ago, okay. actually.
You know, that boy who we.
And he talked to her, and he was like, "Hey, how'd you like that drink?" And she was like,
"No,
that's weird.
Don't ask that shit.
You're weird.
You're weird, bro.
He was a little strange.
It's fanboard. It's weird, buddy.
Weird,
bud.
Okay. Go ahead."
Your light flickering is weird.
Man, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's a 1936 slaves cut that light off. And it's on the Underground Railroad.
Ghost light.
I have something to consider.
I'm sure you do.
Well, it's like this devil over my shoulder in the painting behind me. I play devil's advocate. So regarding a dude who looks creepy versus a dude who does not look creepy. Okay, let's put them in a control right quick. Both of them say the same. Put them in a situation where they both say the same thing.
Time
okay?
out. Can I pause you for just a minute? One is creepy all the time. The other one is only creepy when he drinks.
He's still creepy.
Yes.
Well, he's still creepy.
No.
Amy said, I don't want anyone to buy me a drink.
He's normal when he's sober. No. He is semi-normal.
Back.
Semi-normal.
Okay. I mean, it's a little fucking weird, but we're all a little fucking weird.
But this,
I mean,
we are weird. But that brings a point. All right, let's not label this as any person specifically. Let's just say this a person, a guy. We got two guys we're dealing with. All right, okay. These are all right.
How tall is he?
No, I'm getting
blah. Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out!
Okay, so but
I'm getting out with the argument.
I got a point here. So all right, this is not any. I'm not pointing at anybody that we know in this town or anything. Listen, light bulb. Do you like I do my dog, tap it on the head to pay attention. All right.
That dog will be. Yeah.
I said tap. We got two dudes. All right. One dude looks creepy by social standards. One dude is attractive by social standards. All right. Both of them can say the exact same thing, exact same creepy thing, but the attractive dude's going to have the upper hand other than the creepy guy. Now, follow me. This is my theory on it, on why it's perceived that way. Just hang tight.
Both of you got your hands up.
Man, I'm ready to say
I'm hanging tight. I got something to say.
I know. I believe that the one that's so, I believe the one that is by social standards considered attractive probably has a tendency to get the bypass. Because think about this. If you grew up being an attractive person, you grew up with a certain style of life. People treated you a certain way. You received certain kind of attention. So you have reformed your personality to be a certain person. So if this dude says something creepy, he can either hold his own and know how to hold himself and he's not going to be creepy. Or if he don't score with you, he's going to score with somebody else. It's going to be creepy to somebody else. He's still going to move on if it's not you.
He knows how to react. Brother, do you know why
you're talking what you're saying, though?
Why?
Then he's got privilege. He thinks he's privileged, so he can do that.
I'm not going to argue that. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Those are the words
that's exactly what I'm saying. then the dude who's considered creepy looking by social standards hasn't had that feedback. They've been over there being creepy their whole lives,
hasn't had the opportunity.
Hasn't had to reform his personality. So he's going to be creepier, and by nature, I think we know that. Yeah. So when the dude who looks creepy is creepy, we go, oh shit, I'm going to be murdered. I'm going to be somebody's lamppost shade.
He's going to wear my skin.
He's going to wear my skin. My tattoo's going to be on a lampshade. Whereas the dude who looks attractive, he's creepy. He's probably going to follow me out. But if I say no, he's just going to be creepy somewhere else and it's fine.
Yeah.
Or at least he's worked hard enough to where I'm at least have a decent night. And I might just have an annoyance later on to deal with. Emily's shaking her head no.
No, because what was the serial killer that everybody said was fine? I mean, he had to be something.
Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Ted Bundy had to be creepy deep down.
And look at how many girls.
He was normal.
Look at how many girls he bagged.
He acted normal.
What did he do? Think about when he went to the park. Right?
Yeah.
How everybody was like, there was a creepy dude standing there. That's what I'm saying. He was attractive. He got the pass.
Yeah.
Because he was attractive.
Yeah.
There are plenty. As a woman, I can tell you, there are plenty of men here that seem normal. And then you talk to them, and they're not normal. And you're like, what in the fuck is wrong with you today?
I'm not that.
And come up to me and be like, my pussy smells like shit. I'm like,
okay. You might want to get that checked.
You sure?
You might want to get that checked out.
But let me find out. Not why. I'm like, what the fuck wrong with this bitch?
We need to do a podcast.
But I'm not, because I think about certain people.
Ooh. You think what?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Right. Oh, no, wait a minute.
That seem normal, and they look normal, and they live normal lives, and then you talk to them, and you're like...
You're turned off.
Something's not right with you.
Yeah.
But how do you know that this creepy person doesn't have something if you don't give the person a time of day?
Because I listen to him talk. I mean, I'm an observant person anyways. I listen to him. I watch him I pay attention to my surroundings. I know who the fuck is following me. I mean, that's something I've learned as a military child.
So you pay attention to your surroundings. Creepy, not just special.
Agreed. Yeah. That's 100% it.
Okay. So he's creepy, but how's he creepy? Do you feel endangered around him? You feel like he would take it to a next level.
I feel like he could if he wanted to.
You're a military child. You would whip his ass.
And what's that mean? If you got a gun or a knife, what's that going to do?
Don't go there.
That's what this shit really happens, though.
Hold on.
I'm just saying, if you follow me out to my car unprovoked and unwarranted, I promise you, you will be met with an...
Right. So what if he was just walking outside and it wasn't you? You've already told him not to go. And he parked there because we're in this close.
That's right. In your car,
let me ask a real question, because I feel like what if somebody really followed you to your car and you wasn't ready and they put a gun to you and said, bitch, you better not say a word.
Been there. Memphis.
So you're going to actually scream?
You're going to kill me right here?
But
is that what you're going to do?
Because that's going to happen. Shit. I don't know if somebody put a gun. I don't give a dude say, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. You better not be. Just, oh, shit. Oh,
what are you going to do? Fun fact, I got held at gunpoint in Memphis in 2020.
You know what's so funny, though? And I don't mean this disrespectful.
Sorry.
Is your mannerisms and the way you talk and how you're so hard, and then this little special kid over here, and then you can't.
God damn it.
And then it's like, this person is rocking the world.
Let's fuck her up out of
here. You're just like,
you know why, though?
No, just say it.
I cannot legally carry a firearm into a bar.
I'm not talking about the gun. I'm just saying in general.
Mm-hmm.
You've told me, shut the fuck up. Get the fuck away from me. You told him and him and him. And it's just funny to me that this person not scares you. I'm not saying scared, but this person gets under your skin so much that you go and place yourself in between the two biggest guys just so this person can't basically look at you or say, hey, buddy.
But as a woman.
I mean, some little, I understand
that. As a woman, I do that, one, to avoid trouble. Because let's be real. If I hit him in the middle of a bar, what's going to happen?
everyone's going to whip his ass.
I don't believe that.
I do not believe that. Not in this day and age.
Everyone will whip his ass.
I believe that there's going to be question around why he got hit.
Yeah, somebody will question it.
After they beat his ass.
They're going to drag him out of a bar.
Yeah.
I promise you.
Especially if I drag him out of a bar.
Me being the person that I am.
Especially in the bars that we live.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting by myself in the bar and I hit this guy, And no one else is around. Who's to say that I didn't hit him because...
No, don't matter.
That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
That's such bullshit.
I appreciate that.
That is such bullshit.
I appreciate that you want that to be bullshit because I believe there's a party that believes that we're all equals here. We're all humans.
Yep.
And I appreciate that. Mm. That's not reality.
Yep.
That's not the world we live in.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you right now, as a woman... You slap some dude, it's going to be 40 people look at you and go, yeah, we're going to beat his ass.
I mean, there's no slapping people.
Well,
if you are getting that close to me that I can hit you full fist, I promise you, I will fucking hit you full fist.
And then you do that, and then people are going to drag him out.
Yep. And then
they're
going to pull you away from him to the side, and they're going to drag and start whipping his ass.
Yeah. Because I'm not whooping your ass. The girl, we're going to drag you out. I'm like, what the fuck was you doing? And then if you find out, hey, he was fucking business. Now we're going to jump his ass. I feel like you always give somebody the person the benefit of a doubt.
You do, but at the same time, most of the time, if it's warranted and you have to put hands on somebody, there was a reason. You don't just put hands on somebody just to be doing it.
Yeah. Crystal says, I physically prepared myself to protect myself. I refuse to be a victim. Amy says her dad was a bouncer and my stepdad was a security guard for a strip club. Y'all are right.
Hit him and
hit him hard. Everyone's going to protect you. He's going to get his ass kicked. That's a woman.
But what's so bad? Like I said, if I was a girl, I'd be the rudest. Like, I'm not interested. I don't give a fuck. I'll embarrass you. I'd be like, motherfucker, I'm not interested. Leave me the fuck. Let everybody get my attention. So now the whole bar knows I don't want this motherfucker talking to me.
And that's what it takes.
That's
sometimes.
What it takes. It's but, awful. But that's what it takes.
But women don't do that, though.
I'm the kind of person that will plant myself next to the biggest man that I can find in that bar. And I have more than one time. Because I don't want to make that fucking
scene. So I'm going to ask from a woman's perspective. So why don't y'all do that, though?
Want to make a scene. Because the next day, in a small town like this, you are the talk of the town.
Okay.
She may sing inside the bar.
You
know what I'm talking to?
Yeah.
If I don't like you, you better not fucking talk.
Because you know what you want to deal with anymore? Creepy motherfuckers.
That's fair.
And the one dude that decides to approach you after hearing that shit will be worth it.
But why, though?
At least a little bit.
Help me understand. This is something I always wanted to know. Why? Because I feel like if I was a woman, I would be, like I said, I'd be the biggest dick and the biggest asshole.
You say that now.
No, but I'm just saying, to me, I would. That's just.
You say that.
I tell people that all the time, or even now. Somebody bought me, hey, I'm going to make a motherfucker. You're going to find out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Even as a guy, even some of you bother me, hey, brother, leave me the fuck alone. God damn, what the fuck? Yep. Oh, these hoes in here. Go talk to one of them. Why are you in my ear?
Mm-hmm. And he's going to call you a bitch and a cunt and all the names. And he's going to try to make you feel bad. And that's when you got to flip the switch and go, cool, and then let it be done.
Yeah.
So that's Amy says, if I feel uncomfortable, I'm going to call. I said, I'm not going to call.
Hey, feel I'm going to call.
Let's say.
You need to do something about it.
Yeah.
Tell you, like, so much easier for a dude to get pegged as creepy as fuck than it is a woman to get pegged as creepy as fuck.
I don't know. There's a few.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, I'm not saying it don't happen. I'm just saying it's easier for a dude.
You've not spent enough time here.
I spend enough time in bars.
Not here.
I've watched people.
This man plays in bars on the regular. He got to see.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
There's creepy eyes here.
Oh, yeah. There are a lot.
Yeah.
I give you that.
But you're in a small town, and that's part of our problem, because this place has never had bars like this. This place has never had a bar scene other than BJ's or Helen's, whatever the fuck that place is called.
And
people would
go
there. Never had one there, so I don't know why that's the name. Anyway, you go there, and it's the same people all the time.
Yeah.
Some of them are creeps. We know another creep that gets drunk and... causes a lot of fights.
Yes.
Super creepy.
I want to whip his ass so bad.
Yeah.
All the time.
I just want
to. He still gets a pass. Why does he get a pass?
Because of his status in the community.
Fuck that.
Bullshit.
No.
I don't agree with that.
Bullshit.
That last thing?
What status does he fucking have,
that last thing? And the people he's friends with.
We'll never be able to rise up to be able to get to a status or physically attractive enough to go up and talk to a girl, he's always going to be a creep. I'm sorry. That's what
drops in Mike. All fairness, if we're talking about the same person, I thought he was single the first time he approached me.
Well, that's creepy.
Yeah. I was told by someone that he was married, and that changed the dynamic a lot.
I want to whoop ass.
Okay.
But I can't, man, because he always comes here. And I'm trying to change my ways. I'm trying to start dating them. I can be responsible and be a good bouncer. It started last 2 weeks ago. I'm doing good.
I'm so proud of you. So proud.
Jason, I know the last time I told a little mix to the other lady, Jason said, oh, shit, Cam, finna go and punch him in the lip. And I was like, hey, you got to leave. Come on, bro. No, Jason, right behind. Come on, it's time to go. I'm like, Jason, time to go. Come on.
Please and thank you.
And then the other time, the other dude was about to fight. I put my arm beside him. I was like, we're not finna do that yet.
Not today.
Not today.
So I've been doing better, y'all.
Look at you.
I'm distinguished now. I'm redeformed.
We never bring redeformed.
Redeformed. That's a real word, but that's what I am.
Redeformed.
Look at you.
I took back my final form and still learning. Yeah.
If you just sit down and talk with
her. I did. It was not fun.
Oh. He's not that creepy.
That's bullshit. You
he
know it.
To me he last just, night, he's I'm just, like, you're weird, buddy.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, he is, buddy. There's plenty of people out here that think each one of us in this room is probably creepy, too.
I'm sure there's people that say that person's creepy. That's bullshit. That's bullshit because of all of our status here. Let's be real. And that sounds funny, but.
No, I'll take that back. Nobody says I'm creepy. They might say I'm an asshole, get on your nerves. But not, exactly. Creepy is not a word somebody says when they come to me.
How people perceive you.
Yeah.
Brother, ain't nobody saying I'm creepy.
But you don't know.
Have you asked?
Brother, I'm talking to a person. I'm walking away. I'm not finna say. So still.
But have you asked? Have you asked how you are perceived?
Creepy, and somebody else's definition of creepy could be.
Here's my thing, basically somebody else's opinion of me is not my business. I do me. I talk to people. I do all that stuff.
So why is it his business?
You shouldn't be.
He's just trying to talk to people.
And I understand that.
You know, so man,
there's a right way and a wrong way.
He really came to me the other day. I was like, brother, I just appreciate you talking to me and just having good. I don't know harm. I was like, it shouldn't be no harm. Like, we good, man. We cool.
Nobody talks to him.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. If you don't have any friends, so I used to travel a lot and I would move to cities that I knew no one.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to a bar and I'd sit at a bar. A girl may be sitting here, a guy sitting here. I just start talking to people.
And you do, but then you could tell you're smart enough to know the body language. Okay,
If a girl is there and she's drunk and she's with her friends, it's not that you're creepy, but you're trying to find a way to talk, to say something. Yeah. And you may look over and you try to catch their eye and then, you know, they kind of glance back. And then next time, why does this motherfucker keep looking at me every time I'm looking over
there? Timing.
You're just trying to initiate a conversation. But that's creepy. That's what she said.
Right.
It's creepy.
No.
Right?
No. No.
If you don't know social norms, you don't know how to jump
social
into a conversation. To get into the conversation. How would you get into a conversation with somebody
that you've never met? Hey, y'all, can I get in y'all group and talk to people? No, you don't.
It's creepy.
But maybe he thinks that.
Sending a drink is creepy. Well, you don't know the person. Not saying take this person we're talking about out of the mix.
Yeah.
You're sitting at a bar by yourself.
Yeah.
There are three bars in proximity that you can go to. There's this one person. He's like, oh, she looks nice. He sends you a drink. You're like, oh, I don't know who this person is. But look at him. He looks creepy. I don't know if that's roofied. Yeah, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be like this, too. You can shake your head all you want, but...
I'm going to give you a scenario.
Okay.
Yep.
So then you go to the next bar.
I like rubies. Well,
this bar is dying down.
Feed me 30.
You see people leaving this bar, and people are walking into the other bar. Hell, I don't know anybody. Mm-hmm. Bunch of people are walking in there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go in that bar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Not even, per se, following you, but walked into the bar... A lot of people in there. I pull up to the bar like this, and you look over, you're like, oh, hell, that's that same girl.
How you doing, girl?
You're like, you know, oh, you're two down. It's like, hey, I saw you at the last bar, you know. Where do you go? Where do you go around here? I'm just following people around. That's not really creepy.
Ooh,
I didn't know this past situation, like to the car thing. But that's what I'm saying. If somebody walks up and you didn't have that pass.
I agree with you on that one, though. But then, like, if the girl then is like, ah, oh, well, we go around here. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
But you didn't talk to her again.
But I'm saying, but now.
You haven't had a word to say listen, to the girl.
To me, I'm great. You're not creepy yet. But then you talk, and then she finally, like, hey.
You're just weird.
Yeah. One, no, you're saying one word. Now she's giving you one word. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people can read stuff. A lot of it's just creepy.
Okay. Okay. You can't just say what other people can read and do.
But
because you don't react the same way other people react the same.
Because you have a different privilege.
And the way you're attractive. Is different.
People may say, I love you. Fuck. That's what Derek just told me today.
So you can't really
anyway, so then you would take it because you have more experience talking to women.
Right.
You're not socially awkward.
Can I just read you the text that I got?
From who? Don't say names, but from who?
And don't.
But then Crystal just said, Crystal just said in the chat, though, there's a difference between looking and staring, though.
I mean,
tell me why this guy walked to the back and low key watched y'all go out the back, like peeped his head out the kitchen where the dishes were. Now tell me that's not fucking weird. And I'm looking at you.
How did he peep his head out where the dishes were?
The door.
The back door. The back door. Head at the back door to make sure they was still outside.
Make sure you got your car open.
Shut the fuck up,
dude. Like you weren't standing out there. Because you met us as we were walking.
You were about to let him get wet.
Bingo.
Maybe he thought I was going to do something to y'all. So he was just waiting.
You know? No. He knows you, though.
He might have been like, hey.
Maybe he thought he was going to help him.
Bullshit.
And be like, hey, man, be put me up man. With this. Hook me up with this girl.
Full of.
Okay, how was everyone's weekend?
We got real serious in these first 30 minutes.
Was it make sure everything was okay?
30 minutes, hell.
I made it to my fucking
car. I'm feeling my head back for it. I don't know. Okay. I feel like great day.
All right, so we need to tie this episode because I want to get to the next episode where we talk about this thing that happened this weekend. Okay, what? he thought we were going to breeze past that, didn't he? Okay, so moral of the story is, end of the day, if you are a dude that socially, conventionally looks creepy, what is your move?
Talk to anyone.
Just ask, stay at home. Am I bothering you?
Yeah.
No, don't. Just don't go out. Don't go out. Stay at home.
As a woman's woman's perspective.
Get yourself a goat. Get yourself some sheep. And stay at home.
Damn.
You know all about them goat, don't you?
Get a prescription for Pornhub.
Now, Pornhub.
You leave the hub out of this.
Yeah, I was showing out.
She said, leave my career out of this, damn it.
You leave my career alone.
Me and my feet. So, what a...
But damn, maybe that's where he said, damn, I seen her on the hub.
I knew that from somewhere.
I know that ass.
I know that ass from somewhere.
I recognize that lips anywhere. What a...
He walked up to you and says, spready cheeks 577? You know you... Yes.
Oh, man.
Will you sign up? So, I got some Jergens in the car. Will you sign up? Jergens.
So as a woman, to dudes that conventionally look creepy, what is the
move? Yeah, Amy, tell me.
What's the move?
Chicken.
Tell him, Amy.
What?
What's the move?
Looking creepy is one thing.
But
I will give anyone the time of day if you speak to me.
It's a rough move, but keep
it's
going.
It's not, though, it's because I would rather you speak to me and me say, hey,
it's negative.
Not here looking for anything, gross. but we can be friends. When they don't take the friends hint is when there's an issue.
Okay. But if I...
The show ends.
I'm just saying, if I go to the produce section, I'm looking for produce. That's all I'm going to say. What is the creepy dude's move that would be effective?
Stay home.
Stay home. Can we
time out for a minute?
Uh-oh.
Time out.
Amy's talking about big girls and how big girls may... Chicken's talking about big girls.
We just talked about this.
Uh-oh. I like big girls.
There ain't nothing wrong with big girls.
Ain't nothing wrong with them big girls.
That's the thing
now.
Y'all ain't no need
to
big girl.
A big
girl know how to cook at least.
Yeah, right. You got two guarantees with a big girl. They expect it. They like it more, and they cook good.
They treat you right.
They treat you right. Yeah.
But time out.
Facts. Maybe that is where it's at.
Yeah.
As we stand right now, I don't consider myself fat. I consider myself a big girl, though.
She said that ass out.
I am almost 6 foot tall.
You said you was a big girl?
Nah.
You missed everything I just said.
What'd you say? Running back, I was moving my phone. What'd you say? I don't consider my big girl, but what?
I don't get out.
I thought you said, but. I was about to say, man, I'm going to kick you down these flight of stairs, you lie. Trying to say, you a big girl. What?
I don't consider myself a big woman, but a big girl. I mean, I'm 6 foot tall and 170 pounds.
You're a tall girl.
A big girl.
No,
I am big. Tall. I might not be big wide, but I am big this way.
You're tall then. You're that's tall. Not big.
This way.
You're tall.
Big.
Yeah, we tall. Did the episode come? Yeah, we did.
Y'all consider me small? Am I a small person?
Come out where we define what was big and what was
am
big.
Am I a small person?
The episode that came out
you're
yet.
Tall
it posted
but am I a
problem.
Small person?
Yes.
In what fucking way is anything
you're
about
tall,
me small?
You're a tall person, but you're not big.
What's the point you're getting at, Emily? What's the point you're getting at?
Is there anything about me that is small?
Yes.
What?
Everything. Coming from a nigga that like big girls. You are not in that. You are not thick. You are not big. You are tall.
You are tall.
Fuck are you talking?
That's
you're not
what
gonna
you
dis-
got. I'm
not going to disrespect my thick and big girls by trying to say you both.
I never said I was thick, and I never said I was... I
you just said you were big.
I am a big girl.
What the fuck is your tall? That's not big.
I'm not 120 pounds.
We don't look at Shaq and say that nigga thick than a motherfucker.
But you should.
He say that nigga tall than a motherfucker. Shout out to my thick and big girl. I ain't gonna let y'all get this big like this today.
So what was the point he was getting at?
Hold on, wait a minute. Stay your ass up. Let's see what's so big about you. Come on.
I'm taller than you. I'm taller than everyone in this room.
You just
said,
what did you say? What did you just say you was what to me?
A bigger girl than
you. No, you didn't say no. You said what? You was what than me?
I'm not gonna argue with you.
Think you said tall. Come on, stand your tall ass up. Let's see how big you are. Come on.
Tall enough? Like that's gonna show anything. I'm taller than all y'all. We've all been
talking
about
this. But you said you was big.
Yes, I am big.
You're tall.
I am not 120 pounds, sir.
What the fuck you both? You 6'7". I hope you ain't 120 pounds. Goddamn.
You 6'7".
Tatum, I was at one point 5'11" and 120 pounds. I was small then. I am not a small girl anymore.
You know what happens? Like most people, when they get 35, or not even 30, when you get past 25, we become adults. And I'm a I'm going by me. I was skinny as fuck till I was 27. No. Then I got fat as fuck. Life happens when you get older.
I'm done. I'm done with you.
You show me a motherfucker that's the same stuff that was in high school. That's not a movie star. But well, come on, let's see how big you are.
No, we know how
all big. That capping in your goddamn rapping.
I can't wait till the day some man comes in here and just hits you in the mouth.
Shit, only one person ever whooped my ass was the doctor, and I'm still looking for that motherfucker.
I'm just here waiting.
The only person that whooped my ass.
Jesus Christ. What's the creepy dude's move, goddammit?
Stay home.
You can't stay home.
Don't stay home.
You don't think that he could run the mermaid factor?
What? The mermaid factor?
The mermaid factor.
You want somebody to ask you that, so I did. What's the mermaid factor?
Thank you so much. I did. Thank you. Mermaid factor. All right, so the metaphor is about sailors that was out at sea back in pirate times and shit. I mean, I know it's pirates now, but you know what I'm talking about. Like,
this is my favorite era.
Yeah. medieval shit. Pirates was out in the ocean for weeks, months at a time, right? They would see a manatee, but they was out there around dudes for so long, anything started to look attractive that wasn't a dude. And so you would see a manatee. That's how the concept of mermaids came to be. They would see this certain kind of fish, and they'd be like, that's the one. And it would turn into, right, mentally, the perception would turn into this attractive figure. That's the mermaid theory. So here's my thing. He's got a job. Maybe he works with a woman and they're just around each other long enough. His personality shines through. He develops personality into a human. And
what the fuck?
I'm just saying, and he gains the mermaid factor over time. Is there hope for that?
No.
Well, first, we have to get him in a scenario that people don't think he's creepy. That's going to be the first. That's what I'm saying. So he doesn't need to go out and barf.
For a while. He needs to reset. He needs to do a reset.
Or he needs to go somewhere else.
Well, there's that too.
That's probably his thing. He's going to have to go somewhere else where people don't know him.
Okay.
And then.
He's already made a name.
Well, I guess. I just assumed everyone thought he was goofy.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought people thought it was creepy. Because he literally treats everyone the same way.
I heard it.
Usually treats everyone the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guy, girl, every interaction I've seen, he is the same way. Yeah. He walks into everybody's conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of, just kind of in there, and you're kind of like, bro, back up. You know, you're not part of this.
But as a woman, I did not know that. I don't see that. I see what he did to me. I don't see what he has done to everyone else.
I understand that.
Which makes him fucking weird to me.
To you, right. Sure.
And you're not wrong.
So the move
For him, he has to go out of town.
The move is...
Or find somebody at work.
If you
work, you don't set,
make yourself semi-normal.
Okay. You need to shave and then try it again.
No,
he
probably likes that.
Pick up.
That's what firemen have.
Ooh.
Firemen have those. Just those.
I love it.
And they come all the way down. So that's not part of the creepiness.
Mm. Tune into the Next Table Together podcast for more updates on this bullshit. I love it. I got to pee so bad.
All right,
we're about to start the next episode. It's a continuation today.
Oh, good.
I love it.
And as always,
if you ain't stable together,
you're falling apart.